The term wudu literally means to do something to become pure, or to shine and give light. As you can see, the word daw, which means light, is in the word wudu. Wudu is a ritual washing, which is to be performed in preparation for prayer and worship. It is wajib to perform wudu before the daily prayers, before touching the Arabic script of the Holy Quran, before tawaf around the Kaaba, and etc. Before we learn how to do wudu, there are a number of conditions first. Number 1, the water must be tahir and not najis. 2, the water must be mutlaq, i.e. not mixed water. 3, you must have permission to use the water and anything else used for wudu. 4, the parts of the body on which wudu is to be performed must be tahir. There also cannot be any obstacles preventing the water reaching those body parts, such as certain types of paint or oil, and etc. 5. You must have sufficient time to do wudu and pray. When the time for prayer is short, and if you did wudu, the prayer will pass, then you do tayammum instead. 6. Using the water must not be harmful for the person or cause thirst. For example, if there is limited water, and by doing wudu, someone may suffer from thirst, then you do tayammum. 7. One must perform wudu with the intention of seeking closeness to Allah. If you did wudu to cool down or some other intention, the wudu is invalid. 8. The wudu must be performed in sequence. First the face must be washed, then the right arm, and then the left arm, then wiping the head and the feet. If, for example, you washed your left arm before the right arm, then the wudu is invalid. 9. The whole wudu must be done continuously without interruption. For example, if a person is washing his arm, then he answers his phone, and after a while he continues the wudu is invalid. 10. Wudu must be done by the person himself. If someone else does wudu for you, it is invalid. But if a person cannot do wudu by himself, then he must get assistance. And 11. The top of the head and the feet where wiping is usually done must be dry.